Hello, welcome. What can I get for you to drink? This is Joseph Borowski. I am a world-traveling cocktail evangelist and bartender trainer, responsible for hundreds of bar menus in over three dozen countries. My namesake, No Menu Cocktail Bars, Jay Borowski, are in Bangkok, Hong Kong, and Shanghai. I am a bartender. You're listening to my podcast, Ask the Bartender. My goal here is to find out from bartenders around the world various bits of information on whatever topic interests me at the time. You do know that the bartender knows a little bit about everything, don't you? So let's get started. You know, how long has it been now? Weeks? Months? I guess it depends where you are and where you were when this virus started spreading. It definitely has been a while. Longer even than it's really been. The equivalent of years, maybe. Collectively, between you and me and all of us, millennia. And it seems to promise to go on much, much longer. I want to, and I try to, turn it off. Shut off the news. Avoid reading, watching, listening. But I fall back. I come back to it every time. Wishing, hoping that the numbers, oh God, the numbers, will be better, will be improving. These fucking numbers. It's a lot, really, isn't it? Everyone trying to find normalcy, regularity, comparing it to what? To something, anything. Wars, terror, flus, 1918, recessions, the Great Depression. But there isn't anything. It's COVID. It doesn't compare. I was in China at the end of January, then left for Chinese New Year. I was meant to go back at the beginning of February to open my bar in Shanghai. That couldn't happen. So I waited and planned and changed my plans and hoped. And then I somehow, like most of us, ended up distancing myself from the world. Now I've been holed up in my condo in Bangkok with my family. There's a countrywide curfew here. I'm spending a lot of great quality time with my two kids, and they, believe me, do their best to help and pretty much ruin my work at home. They're amazing. Thank God for them. Unable as a foreigner to go back to China right now, as they continue to open up and operate as normal, albeit strictly closed off to visitors from the rest of the world, I am forced to open my bar remotely. Luckily, I have a great team and I have complete confidence in my manager there. But still, this remains quite a unique challenge. So, I want to know, what do we do? Spending our days in a very different way than what we are used to. So I'm asking the bartender. Today I have stories from two very influential bartenders that are influential in very different ways. Nico DeSoto is one of the top French bartenders and has bars in New York, Paris, and Miami. Holly Graham is a great human being that mixes drinks and, mostly, runs perhaps the best bartending magazine in Asia. Here's what they have to say.
Hello, everyone. My name is Nico DeSoto. I'm a bartender, born in Paris. I'm French. I'm the owner of Mace in New York, Danico in Paris, and Cado in Miami. I stopped bartending quite a while ago. In Sydney and Melbourne, they had quite an advanced scene. And I discovered all that, and I was like, wow, this is cool. This is very cool. So, you know, I start reading about it, and little by little, I decided to do my job, you know, like my career. I worked for 5 years for the guys from Experimental Cocktail Club. I opened for them the one in London and the one in New York. New York was really my dream city. It was really my goal to go and work as a bartender there. I worked in a few bars in New York, Dram and Painkiller, which was a tiki bar. And eventually, after a while, you know, I decided to open my own place. I'm good friend with Greg Bohm, who is the owner of Cocktail Kingdom, which is the biggest barware company in the world. And he told me, listen, I had that spot in East Village. And do you want to open a place? And I said, okay, let's do it. We opened Mace, which is a spice-driven bar. And then after a while, you know, like Open Danico in Paris with two friends of mine and Cado in Miami. So yeah, no, yeah, I won like Best French Bartender in 2014. I got nominated for World Best Bartender at Tales of the Cocktails. Danico has been nominated a few times for International Best Restaurant Bars, Best New Opening. Mace got nominated a few times as well for World Best Menu. Now I'm less and less behind the bar. I'm more like traveling a bit everywhere, which I love. You know, I love to travel. So I try to go as much as I can see other country, but as well other restaurant and cocktail scenes. So the new reality is like the, yeah, right now it's not travel anymore. It's more about like being stuck at home and trying to make the bar survive. You know, like we all got hit by a storm, which is the coronavirus, and we have to close down all the bars. So it's a bit horrible, to be honest with you, because we don't know what's going to happen next. We don't know who's going to survive, and we all in the same basket here. So of course, you know, you have like people who are bar owners, you have people who are like bartenders, and according to the country, it's different. Like in France, for example, in France, the government helps a lot. So of course, all the employees are getting paid. We don't pay the rent anymore until this is finished. So, but the thing is, like, it's not offered. You're gonna have to pay those rent after that. So the longer it gets, and the harder it's gonna get to reimburse all those rents. And but in America, it's not the same story. You know, like the staff part is the hardest, because first they don't get much help from the government, and you know, in our industry, the staff are paid with tips in America. So the salary, even the salary, is pretty weak. So if you don't have the tips, you don't get much paid. And you know, New York is a very expensive city. We'll see what's going to happen, to be honest, if the business survive or not. Hopefully this doesn't last too long, and we can start business again. I think when this is going to be over, it's going to be a lot of people who wants to go out, a lot of people who wants to drink. So hopefully our bars, all our industry bars, are going to get full. And that's it, you know, and life will go back to normal. I wish it's going to be like that, but I'm afraid, like, yeah, it's going to be hard for a lot of people. So now we're in a situation where everyone is stuck at home. In every bad thing, you have to see good things, you know, like it's bad for everyone financially, and it's as well very bad because, you know, some of us are stuck in an apartment, maybe with roommates, maybe in a small apartment. The good stuff with that is you have a lot of free time for yourself, and please use that. You know, it's a lot of time where you can read those books that you never read. Try to exercise. I'm lucky. I'm by myself, and I have a nice apartment in Paris. So I can, you know, like I can do sport in the apartment. I can read, a DJ as well. So I spend a lot of time DJing right now. Something that's very important is as well to do a bit of sport. It's going to take off a lot of stress out of your day. You know, like you're going to release some dopamine, and it's going to be very good for your mental health more than your actually body health. So try to exercise. Try to run if you can go outside. Try to cook. Try to be creative, try to think. You know, you have to use that time to make yourself better, because if you're just seeing things very dark and very gray, you lose in every way, and use your time carefully. My big guess is we'll be able to reopen in Paris end of May, and that I hope that won't be further than that. In New York, right now, like things are spreading pretty fast. It's going to be big and fast, and it's a big country. It's going to need time to go back to normal, and especially to reopen borders to other countries. So, but hopefully, you know, hopefully by July 1st, every country in the world will be back to normal and recovering. And I hope that to everyone. Try to do as much as you can to make that very hard time very positive, and you'll get out stronger than you are. All right. Thanks, guys, for listening. Talk soon. I hope to see you soon around the world, behind your bars and having a smackery. Bye-bye.
Hi, I'm Holly Graham. I'm the managing editor of Drink Magazine, which is Asia's leading bar platform, and we cover 15 countries. I'm based in Hong Kong. I've lived here almost 6 years, and I've lived in Asia for almost 10. I'm also the founder of Asia Women in Booze, which is a community for women working in the alcohol industry, whether that's bartenders, bar owners, distillers, distributors, It's a safe space for women to come together and just network and talk. Last year, I organized Speed Rack Asia, which was super fun. We held it in Hong Kong and we had competitors from Thailand, Malaysia, Singapore, China, all over. It's an all-female speed bartending competition that raises money for breast cancer charity and was founded by Lynette Marrero and Ivy Mix, who are two badass babes bartending in America. Though I'm not new to F&B, I'm reasonably new to bartending. I did work some crappy jobs in pubs at university, which obviously I'd like to say taught me about hospitality, but probably more taught me how to dodge pint glasses that were being thrown at our heads. I was lucky enough to be drinking at the Old Man, and I was, you know, good friends and still am with the owners. And I knew they needed staff, and somehow they gave me a job, and I worked there part time and had a great time. And it's currently number one on Asia's 50 Best and number nine on the World's 50 Best rankings. I've been really lucky that people have given me the opportunity to guest bartend, and I've pulled quite a few shifts at some of, you know, Asia's best bars, which has been super fun. It's always a really good experience. I just love the buzz of it. I love creating drinks, but I love to just like throw weird stuff in there. Like at the moment, one of my favorite ingredients is trigona honey, which is from Kuala Lumpur. And trigona bees are stingless bees and they are fed purely on coconut nectar. So they produce a really unique honey. Enough of the fun stuff. I guess we have to talk about, you know, the major issue at hand, which is COVID-19 and the havoc that it's wreaking on the world and every industry, especially, you know, F&B. You know, when it comes to Hong Kong, it's almost like we've been living this new normal, this new reality for a while. Hong Kong was had lots of civil unrest that started in June last year, protesting an extradition law to China. And it was just relentless and it didn't end. I love this city, but it really changed the landscape. You know, we had a lot less tourists coming in. People were scared. People didn't go out. There was, you know, lots of tear gas. And so it definitely took an impact on F&B. People weren't drinking at first, but then it did kind of pick up. People were going out again. People sort of learned to navigate around the protests and knew which hotspots to avoid. But then everything's usually quiet over Chinese New Year. And then COVID-19 reared its ugly head. Hong Kong was kind of prepared. Everyone, you know, knew about practicing best hygiene and, you know, the relentless hand washing and wearing masks and what not to touch. So I think that really gave Hong Kong a good foothold at the beginning. Yeah, so our cases are inching up now. I would like to think of myself as quite a reactive person. So when things started to get bad, I totally flipped, not flipped, but, you know, changed the content that we normally put out on Drink Magazine. I could see people all over the world, US, Australia, UK, Europe, people just panicking and not knowing what to do. This was before a lot of them were shut down. But yeah, so I've just sort of turned Drink Magazine into a COVID-19 help handbook as much as I can at the moment. Things are dark, but we have to shine some light as well. It's hard to know what to do in these times. And one piece of advice I would give to people is to make use of all the free stuff that's out there. You know, there's a lot of you guys who unfortunately will be out of work or are on unpaid leave. And we just put out an article on Drink of free training platforms. So Bar Smarts, which gives you qualifications and certificates, and Jerry and Ananas are all free online at the moment, I think at least until the end of this month. So, you know, it's a good way to skill up or maybe just brush up. Or, you know, some people might be rusty, so that might help. It's also totally okay to just sit on your ass and be unproductive and eat chips. Sometimes I just want to play PlayStation and have that escapism and go to a different world. And, you know, I've really utilized apps like Headspace. You know, if you're much like me, then you've woken up with the existential dread and anxiety, tight chest in the morning, and definitely a 15-minute session on Headspace can get me into the right frame of mind for the rest of the day. You know, I've always worked from home, so that part's not been a change, but just getting out into nature, if you can, obviously, you know, follow the rules that your government has put into place to battle the virus, but walks definitely help, and home exercises are just, man, they're tough. There are apps that are free, like Nike Training and Sweat, and just, you know, check with your gyms as well. So I use a boxing and HIIT gym, and now they're streaming online classes, which might be a little bit more fun, you know, a bit more motivated. It's also super important to keep talking to each other and your friends and your family of navigating these feelings together, you know, because we are weirdly all in the same boat for once in our lives. Some of us are obviously worse than others during this outbreak, but right now I think we're all riding that roller coaster of emotion. And, you know, bartenders are so used to listening to their guests and helping them talk through things. And I think that, you know, don't be scared to talk. You need to be on the other side of the bar this time. And if, you know, if you're feeling down, just reach out to someone. I'm always here. You know, lots of people ask, oh, what do you predict? What do you think? And I can't tell you, you know, and I've got my finger on the pulse of this scene, and I have done for years, but I couldn't even tell you because this is just so unprecedented. But I just hope that everyone can at least keep their head above water, you know, and I'll see you for a shot on the other side.
If you're in the bar industry and based in Asia and want to tell your story, drop Holly an email at holly@drinkmagazine.asia. If there's something you'd like to share with the rest of the community, or if you think you can inspire people, or perhaps you have a product you'd like to offer for free that could help people in this tough time, do please let her know. Thank you sincerely for listening. I know we really don't want to add any more COVID-19 stuff to our media intake, but it's kind of all that exists right now. Please listen for future episodes that will cover a lot of different topics. Thank you for stopping by, having a listen, and asking the bartender. Stay healthy, stay safe, and I'll talk to you soon.